Let's start with the first code of this dimension, students provide explanations. This code captures student contributions, written or spoken, that explain why something is true or attend to the meaning of the mathematics. Explanations can be unprompted or prompted, that is, they can be volunteered by students or come in response to a direct question from the teacher or another student. They can be entirely student-generated, or they can be co-constructed by the students and the teacher. In the latter case, students must contribute at least fragments of explanations, not just fill-in-the-blank answers. In contrast to the explanations code in the richness dimension, student explanations don't need to be complete or correct. This is because here, we're not interested in the explanation as a finished product. Rather, this code takes students' attempts at explanations as evidence that they are thinking mathematically. Even an incorrect or an incomplete explanation indicates that the student is attempting to make sense of the content. If the student explanation meets the criteria for the explanations code in richness, it should be counted in both places.